This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Oh my God, what is that thing? Children, there's some huge bulbous monstrosity heading for the classroom. Oh my God, it's awful. It's coming for the door.
Hello, kids.
Aunt Rosie.
Run for your lives, children. I'll try to fight it off.
That's my Aunt Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. Oh, pleasure to meet you, Miss Donnell. You're looking... well...
Hello, America! Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I gotta tell you, this whole Russian thing, it's never ending. By the way, do you think it's a coincidence? You think it's a coincidence that Trump gives a speech, knocks it out of the ballpark, grand slam, inside the park, home run, right? And then, the very next day, you have this fake news story that comes out from the Washington Post. Of course, the New York Times picked it up, too. Fake news story. Okay, I want to get into that as well. But first, let me just say this. We keep hearing about it. It's like every time. By the way, this story is based on a fake news story, right? The Washington Post story, the New York Times story is based on a fake news story that has been around for close to a year, since last summer. But yet, every time Trump does something really, really good, what does the fake news business do? They try this, put out this story again that has been refuted so many times, it's ridiculous. By the way, new CBS News poll, Trump speech scores 76% approval rating. 76% of viewers like the speech. CBS News reported this, and I quote, "Viewers nationwide strongly approve of President Trump's speech Tuesday night, with many Democrats joining Republicans and calling it presidential and positive in tone. Republicans and independents found it unifying, though Democrats were slower to come around, and it's no wonder. Because they're getting their ass kicked every day." But this is the real reason that this story, again, rears its ugly head. Now, let me just ask this. And I'm going to get to the Sessions thing in a minute. But we keep hearing about how Trump is in bed with the Russians and everybody in his campaign attached to it is in bed with the Russians. So let me ask you this. Does that mean that Barack Hussein Obama was in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood? Yeah, right? Because he had discussions with the Muslim Brotherhood, him and his administration. Does that mean that he was in bed with Hamas? Does that mean he was in bed with Iran? I'm just throwing that out there. Because I keep hearing this. And so, that's my question here. Because if you're going to say that Trump, that if Trump is in bed with the Russians, then was Barack Obama also a treasonous president? Because this is what they're talking about. They're talking about treason. And by the way, this is, trust me when I tell you, this is going to lead to more talk of impeachment, right? Impeachment. And that Jeff Sessions should recluse himself. But make no mistake, this is a coordinated effort. The real story here is that this is coming from Barack Hussein. In fact, there's a story in the Daily Mail about how Valerie Jarrett has now moved in the White House. Oh, not the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. No, no, no. The White House that's in Colorama now. You know, the house that Barack Hussein bought so that he could stay in D.C. Mm-hmm. Valerie Jarrett has now moved in. It's going to be the epicenter now for the opposition. Have you ever heard of such a thing? I mean, really? Think about it. And apparently the story in the Daily Mail is that, Valerie's very close to the Obamas and actually lived at the White House and dined with them frequently. That is bizarre enough on its face. But the fact is that now you literally have a shadow government operating within Washington. Couple miles away from the White House. And this whole thing is being orchestrated by Barack Hussein and his minions. That's what's going on here. That's the story. And it's the fake news story of the Washington Post and the New York Times. That's what's going on here. And by the way, I'm going to get to Rosie O'Donnell in a minute. Okay? Don't you worry. We've got some Rosie O'Donnell stuff here on the show. Did you see her? She was unhinged, completely unhinged. Yelling in front of the White House, "Nyet! Nyet!" It's probably the only Russian she knows, but she wanted to show it off. This is a fake news story. Like it's been, they've been kicking this can around D.C., to try to somehow make the connection that the Trump campaign is in bed with the Soviet Union. Oh, yeah, that's right. There is no Soviet Union. But it's the same deal. This is the exact same thing. There's a Russian under every bed. It's the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. How long are they going to push this fake story? I mean, it's gotten to the point of ridiculousness. It really is. And Jeff Sessions, by the way, he's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. His job is to meet with ambassadors and foreign leaders. I want to get into the story in a minute. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your heart. Color me. Edward Woodson Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Thank you. what you said.
I mean, Mr. Kislyak is a well-known, world-class diplomat who was a deputy minister of foreign affairs in Russia, who was communicated with his American colleagues through decades on different fields. And CNN accused him of being a Russian spy, recruiting spy. Oh,
well, it was U.S. officials.
Come on, stop spreading
officials.
Lie and false news. This is a good advice for CNN.
Concerned that the investigations into Russia are going to turn up more secret meetings?
Stop spreading false news.
Lies. That was Maria Sakhova. She's the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman talking to CNN, some goofy CNN dude that they have over there that they pulled out of mothballs that never gets to talk on air, but was able to this time. I want to get into this Washington Post story. I love how, because the allegation here is that the Russians somehow influenced our election. Of course, we don't have any proof of as to how they were able to do it. Because if they did, they did a pretty poor job because Hillary Clinton still won the popular vote. Look, do governments have favorites? Of who they want to win? Sure, of course. We have for decades, as far back as I can recall, going all the way back to the really the formation of the CIA shortly after World War II, or actually really during World War II. It wasn't called the CIA then. The U.S., and I'm not trying to draw any kind of moral equivalency here, but the U.S. is actively involved in trying to influence the outcome of elections. Obama did it with the Netanyahu election. They sent David Axelrod over there. They spent about $350,000 in order to defeat Bibi, an ally of ours. We are actively engaged in disinformation campaigns throughout the world. Obama didn't want Brexit. Actively engaged in trying to influence the election in Israel. Also, let's not forget the election in England as well. And any number of elections that we probably don't even know about. But the point is this. This is what governments do. Does that mean they somehow influence the election? There is absolutely no proof of this. Even though we've had numerous news stories, literally for close to a year now, that have come up with not one shred of evidence. You've got all these anonymous sources leaking. And again, I have no doubt that these are anonymous sources that are coming from Obama. That's really the story here. That you have a former president of the United States that's actively engaged in sabotaging a duly elected president. That should outrage every American. Now, let me get into this story here. This is this Washington Post story. Talking about Jeff Sessions. By the way, I hate the Republican Party because they are such spineless. You've got now, of course, It's the usual suspects. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, you got Marco Rubio that's now joined in. These neocons, these never-Trumpers, basically, that are working actively to delegitimize your president. Okay? That's what's going on here. They're working with the intelligence community, the holdovers from the Obama administration, and Republicans now. I love these Republicans that talk about how, Jeff Sessions should recuse himself in any investigation here. What investigation? To find what exactly? What exactly are these people going to find out? Honestly. The Russians meddled in our election. Even though there's absolutely no proof that they did that. None. Zero. We nothing. Even the intelligence community, the FBI, has said, and in these articles, by the way, that have been out for months and months, no proof. Absolutely none. Zero. But the point is that they want to put it in the minds of people. If they repeat it enough, because I've heard this already from the opposition.
Well, what about the Russians?
You heard Rosie O'Donnell's yelling and screaming outside of the White House. Nyet! 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 People are unhinged. They literally are. And all they're doing is reinforcing why it is that people voted for Donald Trump. And again, it doesn't matter if you are a Republican or you're a Democrat. You should be outraged that there are forces working against our president. It doesn't matter who was president. You're done. You served your time. Go home. You've had too much to drink. Go home. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right?
Oh, Washington, D.C.! This is not Russia!
Rosie O'Donnell. Wasn't she going to move? Didn't she say she was going to move to Canada? Why is she still here? Seriously. That's, by the way, that's Rosie O'Donnell freaking out outside of the White House. But seriously, when is she moving? 877-317-6432. Give me a call. All right, so I want to get into this Washington Post article here. All right, here's the headline. Washington Post. Sessions met with Russian envoy. Oh, my God. Sounds so ominous, right? Here's the story from the Washington Post. Then-Senator Jeff Sessions spoke twice last year with Russia's ambassador to the United States. Justice Department officials said encounters he did not disclose when asked about possible contacts between members of President Donald Trump's campaign and representatives of Moscow during Sessions' confirmation hearing to become Attorney General. And it sounds so nefarious somehow. But then you go, okay, he was a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He met his job as a member of, and by the way, he's one of the highest-ranking members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. His job is to talk to, his counterparts in other countries. Okay? So they said he met with the Russians twice. One of the events was at the Heritage Foundation, where there was like 20 other ambassadors there. They're counting that as one of the times he met with the Russians. In a setting at the Heritage Foundation, okay? The other was at his office. Okay, here's the Washington Post, the way they wrote this up. One of the meetings was a private conversation between Sessions and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. It took place in September in the senator's office at the height of what U.S. intelligence officials say was a Russian cyber campaign to append the U.S. presidential race. The previously undisclosed discussions could fuel new congressional calls, the appointment of a special counsel to investigate Russia's alleged role in the 2016 presidential election. As Attorney General, Sessions oversees the Justice Department and the FBI, which have been leading investigations into Russian meddling and links to Trump's associates. He has so far resisted calls to recuse himself. Okay? Got it? The best is, I'm watching this last night, and you knew they were going to come up with something, because they couldn't let this, the fact that Trump gave this speech that Democrats are even acknowledging was his best speech ever, and one of the best speeches ever given to a joint session of Congress. And they cannot stand it. So they have decided to come up with this bogus story once again and see if maybe this time it'll stick. And it's Sessions met with the Russian envoy. Oh, no. He's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to have discussions. But the big, the story here, the hook, the gotcha moment, is that they're alleging that he lied when speaking to Al Franken. Yes, Al Franken. Okay? Stuart Smalley. Al Franken. It's like I watched the CNN last night, and they're like, well, you know, when Senator Sessions was interviewed by Senator Franken, I'm just thinking of the absurdity of the fact that we actually take this guy seriously. It's Al Franken. Come on. Al Franken, really? At his January 10th Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing, Sessions was asked by Senator Al Franken, a Minnesota Democrat, what he would do if he learned of any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of the 2016 campaign. And here's what he said. I'm not aware of any of these activities, he responded. He added, I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in the campaign, and I did not have communications with Russia. As a member of the campaign. Although, as a member of the Senate, and as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, his job is to speak with the Russian ambassador. That's his job. Oh, yeah, by the way, CBS couched the story was that Kislyak is known around Washington as a spy master. He's a spy. And so, as if, it's the inference is, of course, that Jeff Sessions was somehow up to something nefarious having to do with spying. Or maybe he was being recruited by the Russians to be a mole inside the White House. You can draw your own conclusions. But that's where we're leading you here. Are you kidding me here? This is what is news. This is the definition of fake news. This is it right here. See, this is why people don't believe you anymore, media. This is why Trump's speech was so well received by the rest of the country. 76%. 76%. The latest Rasmussen poll, I quoted it the other day. 63% of all Americans say that the Democrats should probably just try to work with the president. And instead, what they're going to do is they're going to keep flooding us with these fake stories. Is this fake news? Is this fake news? Washington Post is fake news. You have to understand what's going on here. The Washington Post now, and I hate to say this because this is my hometown newspaper. The Washington Post is nothing more than a propaganda arm of the CIA. Period. End of story. That's what's going on here. You've got elements within the intelligence community that are working with Barack Hussein, Valerie Jarrett and her crew to undermine our president. And it's outrageous. Every American should be outraged by it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I was thinking of Shakespeare today about a play called Much to Do About Nothing. I think that fits the theme of the entire Sessions, what's going on. And I want to just preface this a little bit. First, if Sessions did lie to Congress, then I think, just as I said with Hillary Clinton, charge him. You know, lock him up, charge him, and pursue it judicially. But I think in the, what he said, and this is the way I take it, Edward, he had, first of all, I felt he was doing his job as a senator.
Correct.
And second of all, how he answered that question, I think they were talking about basically, the question to me was like, have you basically talked to officials, Russian officials, about, you know, this effort to, hack into our election process and change the results or anything like that. I think he hasn't talked to any Russian officials about that particular subject. The two times that he's basically talked to is one was in his Senate office, another at the RNC.
No, it was actually at the Heritage. It was at the Heritage Foundation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. But he, both those situations are like, you know, doing his job in this thought about, like, oh, gee, now we find out that 20 of the 26 never talked to Russian ambassadors or officials, and they're supposed to be talking to these individuals. So my take on that is, why not? Why aren't you talking to them? Through your entire years of Congress, you're not talking to these individuals? And, I mean, this is something that I think has not been explained to me, is, like, why aren't they doing their job in that aspect? So I see nothing in this entire story. I just find it interesting with the timing of it, coming off of where even Democrats and Republicans praising Donald Trump for being presidential, as the Democrats would say. And the timing is that we talked about yesterday, is sometimes this stuff happens. The leaks are just interesting why it happened today.
Well, you know why it happened today. Look, there's I don't believe that there are coincidences when it comes to this. It's just far too coincidental that, you know, Trump gives this speech, everybody's praising it, and then, of course, last night this comes out. Sessions met with the Russian envoy. It's been reported that Jeff Sessions last year had more than 25 conversations with foreign ambassadors, and this is from the Washington Post, by the way. He had 25 conversations with foreign ambassadors as a senior member of the Armed Services Committee, including the British, Korean, Japanese, Polish, Italian, Indian, Chinese, Canadian, Australian, and German ambassadors, in addition to Kislyak. So he's doing his job. That's what he's supposed to do. He's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Well, where was Pelosi and Schumer when Hillary was clearly lied to the FBI, lied in her testimony in Congress, Benghazi, and so forth? I didn't hear all of a sudden those guys holding press conferences saying she immediately has to step down from running for president. we're, you know, I did not hear that. So I think there's a lot of hypocrisy going on at this point. Is, you know, there was clear evidence that she certainly did lie. You know, if you listen to the FBI, she certainly lied to the FBI, certainly lied in that testimony. So I find today's just hypocrisy, a lot of partisan politics, and that's what I think this whole thing is, just totally being partisan again, you know. And I just, and then one other thing, you talked to the Russian ambassador. There's been no evidence that the Russian ambassador was, you know, a spy or anything to that sense to Russia, or anything to that aspect of, like, that he was participated in any aspect of, you know, hacking into the elections. None.
Well, look, to your point, I don't know if you know this, but they are characterizing Kislyak as a known spy master. And that's the term that's been banted about here, that he's a known spy master and a recruiter for spies in Washington. So if that's the case.
He hasn't been charged for doing any espionage in the United States or anything to that sense, or been. There is no evidence. I mean, that's the left painting that story. I want to see the evidence that supports that, and where's the criminal actions and so forth, and why isn't she kicked out of this country then at this point?
That was my question. So if that is true, then why didn't the Obama administration kick him out? If he was a known spy master, because that's the term that I heard last night. They actually used that term on CNN, that he is known around Washington, that his reputation is as a known spy master. that's what they're saying.
Yeah. And I just, you know, it's just hypocrisy. I mean, Sessions is going to hold a 4 o'clock press conference here in Washington, and so we're going to find out more. You know, I said this with the Flynn situation. I don't think Flynn did anything wrong at that time either. Now, I know that, you know, he basically, Trump is wants people extremely loyal to him, and he probably felt that he misled the vice president, and that was the end of, that's the end of Flynn. But, you know, I just don't think the president's going to do this Sessions at all. So, I'll be interested to see what Sessions says. I think he's going to explain himself. I mean, you know, he has said multiple times he never talked in reference to anything about the elections or anything to that sense with the Russians. And I think that was the topic of Franken's conversation when he was questioning Jeff Sessions. I don't think his answers fall in any criminal aspect at all. You got to prove intent. There's no intent there.
Right, and this is what I've heard now, because the talk out of Washington is now that he should be criminally charged. That's what they're saying now. They have actually uttered that he should be criminally charged for basically doing his job as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. So here's the thing. Should Barack Obama be criminally charged? Because Barack Obama had contacts with the Muslim Brotherhood, with Iran, with Hamas. But should we criminally charge Barack Obama now? I mean, this is how ridiculous this is.
This is just so partisan. This is some Democrats. I mean, before they even see the evidence, charge them. I mean, all they tried to do at this point is go after Donald Trump in every possible way. And I was just talking to a couple of my liberal friends there, and they were saying, like, this is it. And I said, you guys always think this is the big one. This is the, you know, the smoking gun. Nothing's here. You know, I mean, it's just.
Do they really say that? They really said that, Tim?
This is it. This is the one that's going to lead to impeachment. I said, really, let's just go back in history. You know, look what, then you would want to go charge Hillary. I guess if you want to go charge Sessions, you want to lock up Sessions next to Hillary, because that's what you're going to have to do, because it's just so hypocritical at this point. And it doesn't even compare. What Jeff Sessions did does not even compare what Hillary Clinton has done.
I think you have to have a crime of treason or high crimes and misdemeanor. And I don't see how any of this contact rises to the level of treason, because I know that's what they're trying to intimate here. I don't see that. And I think that he just was doing
his
job.
It's not like he gave classified information away. Now, that
kind of like
crazy,
Hillary,
wouldn't it?
Kind of like Hillary.
Now that would be something we would be talking. Can you imagine if Jeff Sessions did what Hillary Clinton did?
Oh, forget it. Then it really would be the end.
Yes.
Okay? But then it really would be the end.
I think this is a story that's probably going to go away at this point. I'll be interested to see what Sessions says at 4 o'clock. I think he's going to stand strong. I think the president's already come out, issued a pretty strong statement in support. So I'd be surprised if anything else happens with this. I assume that Sessions will recuse himself if there is into any investigation that could lead to prosecutorial, decision. So I expect he will say that. But as far as him stepping down, that's not going to happen today.
I don't think it's going to happen any day because, again, he was he's doing his job. this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. But be careful. I know you're in D.C. Be careful. There's Russians everywhere. They're teeming all over the place in D.C.
Yeah, and there's a lot of liberals there, too.
I don't know what's worse, the Russians or the liberals.
All right, Edward.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Tim. I appreciate it. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem returns in a minute. Do not go anywhere. I mean it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.